Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. The headline in this episode, Musk says he hopes rumors that he's in the SEC's Doge house are true. That's correct. Mr. Musk says he hopes that he's in the SEC Doge house. I think we can safely classify this as the story that just keeps on giving. Now, this comes from Coindesk.com, and as the title suggests, Musk says he hopes rumors that he's in the SEC's Doge house are true. Should the rumor be true, evidence that the CEO has been a vocal boaster of Doge won't be hard to find. And this article is by Kevin Reynolds. It says Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted that he hopes rumors that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating his frequent tweeting about Dogecoin are indeed accurate, saying, "It would be awesome." And then they have a nice little picture, meme of Mr. Musk wearing a crown and king's cape in front of a SpaceX. And the tweet says, "Official Pope Muscanity, the SEC investigating dog memes sent by a memer about a meme coin is peak 2021. All hell, Emperor Musk." And Elon Musk has replied, "I hope they do it. It would be awesome." The CEO of the electric vehicle maker, we're told, who has a hate-hate relationship with the SEC, seems to relish the idea of another go-around with the regulatory body in 2018. Musk famously said, "I do not respect the SEC." Now, this is a very interesting situation we have here. Not only are we looking at cryptocurrencies that are becoming so big and so valuable that they threaten the fiat money system, but we're looking at billionaires who have acquired so much power and have integrated themselves into the very operation of our government to such an extent, you have to wonder, could they really put Elon Musk in jail? Is Elon Musk too big to jail? The article continues and says, since the SEC doesn't consider the meme-based cryptocurrency a security, an investigation by that body into market manipulation of Doge would seem unlikely. However, as the SEC is known to be monitoring Musk's tweets as part of a settlement of charges that he committed securities fraud for misleading tweets, it's not out of the question. Should the SEC start looking for evidence that the CEO has been a vocal booster of Doge, which is represented by a Shiba Inu dog, such proof wouldn't be hard to find. At one point, describing himself as the Dogecoin CEO, Musk has been a frequent tweeter of memes boosting Doge. And while other parents might buy their child a puppy, Musk tweeted earlier this month that he had bought his 9-month-old son a Doge. Now, of course, that's the 9-month-old son with the unpronounceable name. I would only suggest that if I were going to make my own Dogecoin, I would want it to have a husky on the front. Musk's most recent Doge tweet was Thursday morning. And there they show a picture of the tweet. There's this adorable little Japanese, looks like a little snow dog, with a Doge flag on the moon. And it says, literally, "And per usual, the price of cryptocurrency rose in response to Musk's tweet, if you will." Then it says, "It wasn't immensely clear where the speculation that the SEC is investigating Musk started from. It's possible it is a false rumor. And it's itself an attempt to manipulate the market. If that proves to be the case, the Tesla CEO is likely to be let down, having been denied the pleasure of his anticipated Doge fight with the SEC." Well, I don't know whether or not Elon Musk will have a fight with the SEC over Doge, but I have succumbed, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, to purchasing $2.98 worth of Doge on Robinhood today. Yes, I've joined, Generation Z and succumbed to Robinhood, even knowing full well it's false, and purchased $2.98 worth of Dogecoin. We'll see what happens. Maybe my speculative investment will turn me into a wealthy man, but I doubt it. So once again, we have the SEC rumored to be threatening an investigation of Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is just simply saying, bring it. This could be fun to watch, folks. Whether or not Doge will offer the utility that some people think it will remains to be seen. But the fact that the cryptocurrency in general is getting so much exposure out of this, and somebody with Elon Musk's stature and 48 million Twitter followers regardless of what he says, good, bad, or indifferent, it is bringing attention to the cryptocurrency space. Until next time, this is your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.